My name is Mary Darby Byrne, and today's guest in the studio is Joe Mullally. Now, Joe is a traditional healer and also a diviner. Your background is electrical engineering.
Yeah, I studied electrical engineering, but what I was really interested and fascinated with was electronics. And I wound up as a research and development manager in that field. The way water works is it falls from the sky, and then it's taken up by the ground and it's taken up by the plants and the fauna. And what's left, you know, goes down into the ground until it can't get any further. And then it comes to the bedrock. And then when it comes to the bedrock, it starts building up again. And that build-up of water under the ground is called the water table. And when it builds up to a certain amount under the ground, it starts flowing away in underground streams. It starts flowing. And when it starts flowing, it eventually breaks the surface and we get a spring, and then it flows into a river and becomes a stream and goes back to the actual ocean again. And the whole cycle starts all over again. Now, what people have noticed is, for generations, is for some reason, when water is flowing under the ground, not when it's above the ground or flowing on top of the land, but when it's flowing underneath the ground, it creates a very strong earth magnetic field where it flows. Now, in simple fact of terms, that means that the pull that we feel, the earth magnetic field, is what keeps us on the ground here rather than floating off into space. And that pull is much more intense over an underground waterline. And it's that intensity of pull, that intensity of magnetic field, that a diviner walking into that will feel the difference. Their coordination will be distorted. And that's what these divining rods just emphasise, that so that we can see it. But some people are sensitive enough so they can feel it without divining rods. Divining rods are only a help
to
feel.
So these rods are like, they're like these two handles that you hold in your hand. Mm. Then they stretch out for about a foot and a half.
Yeah.
And you've one in the right hand and one in the left hand. Mm. And these, when you walk over water, they actually cross over.
They do. They can cross over or they can open. It doesn't matter. The important thing about it is that they actually move for no reason. Yeah. Or what seems to be no reason.
So you're holding this in your hand. Yeah. And then there's like, a joint as such where these have to flow. So that you're holding them still and for no reason they move one way or another.
One way or the other. And that movement is caused by this, by walking and stepping into this strong magnetic field. Now, this is not a sort of an ephemeral thing or a psychic thing or anything else. It's a physical thing. Mm-hmm. So if you're out on the landscape and, you know, the it's a wild landscape that hasn't been manicured and trained into specific farming purposes, you will actually see the line of a strong water line underneath the ground, because as it moves through the environment, it will distort the branches of trees and twist the branches of trees and actually stunt the growth of vegetation in its path. So the big difficulty with, if you like, living over a magnetic field like this is it drains your energy. So it actually, people will often feel very, very tired in a house.
They
will.
So if your house is built over the stream, here's the effects. Okay, so they feel very tired.
You'll feel very tired because this strong magnetic pull is draining you all the time, which will leave you susceptible to various illnesses. And also the other thing that it does is this strong magnetic field, it tends to hold emotional charge. Now, what that means is this, that in a normal circumstance, supposing you went into your friend's house tonight and they were just after having a row in the kitchen, but they were all full of smiles when you went in, you might still sense that atmosphere. The atmosphere might be charged there, but the following day you wouldn't sense it. But if there's an underground water line there, if the magnetic field is very strong, it will tend to hold that emotional energy so it can't disperse. And not only that, in my experience and traditional experience, it tends to create more of the same. So you tend to get houses where the same dynamic and land spaces is repeating itself over and over again. Mm-hmm. So you might, for instance, have a house where a couple move into the house and then in 3 years they break up. And then another married couple buy the house and they're fine till they move in, and then when they move in 3 years later they break up. So you get the same scenario sometimes repeating over and over again in the land.
So will this will affect a person's immune system as well, will it?
Well, that's really what it does. The debilitation debilitates everything. So I suppose from my point of view, I don't go to the extreme that some people do, saying that it physically causes things like cancer. But what it does is it reduces your ability to fight anything.
Okay, so if your weak spot is your lungs, you might end up with asthma. Yeah. If your weak spot is your back, it might get weaker in your back.
Exactly.
Anything like that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And the key anyway, look, is that that with people who ask me to go out to a place, I mean, the key is that things are not going for them and they suspect it's the place. You know, often one good sign that it's the place is if you go away from the place and you're somewhere else, you're fine.
Yes, whereas your energy's better.
Or sometimes people coming from the outside into your house will feel the heavy energy more so than you will because they're objective to it and they're not in it all the time.
Okay, and what about electricity? You know, all these electricity poles around the place, does that affect it as well?
No, that's a different thing. That's a thing called electromagnetic stress, which is due to electrical devices. What the underground water lines and the anomalies that I deal with is geopathic stress. It's caused by the ground, geological, if you like.
Okay.
The electromagnetic stress, if a person is susceptible to that, and if that's a personal thing, my own recommendation for that is you have to wear something on your person. There's a number of devices that you can buy and wear on your person, because electromagnetic stress, you're going to get it everywhere. You'll get it in cars, you'll get it in rooms. There is nowhere now that you won't turn on a radio, that you won't get about 50 radio stations on it. So those waves are everywhere, and computer screens and televisions and everything. So if you're very susceptible to it, my recommendation is that you get something to wear. Now, different devices work for different people, but most of the companies who sell them will give them to you will get you have one on a trial basis. And if it works for you, we'll let you keep it. Or that's the best way to go about buying one, I think.
Yeah, because I'd go into town and the headaches right at the back of my neck and my head, and there was a huge dish near the central bank. It was humongous. My head, an awful headache. But apparently they had to move it because all the staff in the offices all around were getting headaches. It was that obvious. It was affecting that many people.
Yeah.
It was that blatant.
Yeah.
You know.
Once we're in an environment for a while, a certain amount of noise or a certain amount of what we're being subjected to becomes normal. We don't notice it anymore. So it's only when we go away from it and we come back. For instance, I live in the countryside. So each time I come into the city, I can smell the smoke. Smoke where people who live in here all the time don't have no sense of that. Another thing is when I come into the city and I drink tap water from the city, I can actually taste the chlorine in it. Now, however, if I'm in for 2 days, I won't taste it anymore. So really, it's a question of being sensitive to how your body is in it. And then if there is something wrong, to take action. Often problems arise, I think, for us when we know in our heart and soul that we should take something seriously, but we ignore it. In other words, we ignore our own intuition. And then 6 months later or a year later, we discover that what we felt is right. It's better if we have an intuition on something or a vibe that something is wrong to get it checked out.
Or something's niggling in your
that's
mind.
Right. That's right. It's niggling for a reason.
Yeah. So tell me, what are the benefits of you doing a house clearing as such for people? The stream, how do you stop the stream affecting people's house, their living space?
Well, you see, I suppose let's go back to my engineering background. There's a number of people and a number of companies that sell machines for doing this work. And it sounds very impressive because you plug in a machine and it's very modern. And most of these machines are very expensive. Now, the machines that I've come across, any of them, they all work in certain circumstances, but they don't work in all circumstances. And the difficulty is you can buy a machine for, you know, maybe up to €1,000 and plug it in and think it's doing because you have the machine that's solving the problem and it may not be. So I tend to rely on the old traditional methods. And those traditional methods work by neutralising the magnetic field. The geomagnetic field, it has, you know, lines of energy the same way as an electrical magnetic field that you get from a magnet has. So by putting metal bars in the ground, now these are not metal bars sticking up, they go right down under the ground, or you can use a copper coil of a specific diameter that actually resonates with the frequency of the line, of the magnetic line that you're actually counteracting, that will actually disperse the magnetic force of the line. And it's the magnetic force that's causing the problem, not the actual water itself.
Okay.
They're very simple methods, and that's what I use.
Okay.
A lot of these rings that you would see in Neolithic sites, and especially at tombs like Newgrange, and carved into the stones there, a lot of those were done, and with one purpose anyway, was to actually work with the energy in that place and, if you like, manipulate the energy or shift it to from one place to another. Because it so happens that the actual circumferences of those rings is the same as the frequencies that we work with today.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, what we'll do is we'll stop for a short break and we'll come back.